Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Sunday, April 21st. Today on Forbes, green hydrogen's hype hit some very expensive hurdles. Clean hydrogen has been heralded as a carbon-free fuel that's key to efforts to remediate the climate crisis. It would help clean up dirty industries like chemical and steel production, be a source of clean transportation fuel, and help the U.S. hit a goal of net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. But getting things started isn't going so well. After years of hype, fundraising, and billions of dollars of federal support to get a green hydrogen market off the ground, there's growing pessimism over how fast the carbon-free fuel can ramp up. Frustrated by proposed guidelines for a crucial government incentive that they deem too strict, companies including ExxonMobil and Plug Power are threatening to scrub or delay big hydrogen projects. Rafi Garabedian, CEO of the company Electric Hydrogen, told Forbes, quote, 2 years ago, this was super hyped. It was like everybody's exuberant. What's happened is people started realizing, oh shit, this thing I've been talking about for a while, the hype to reality ratio, projects aren't getting built. I wonder why. People have started realizing this is really hard. Clean hydrogen, particularly the green variety made from just water and renewable electricity, is central to the Biden administration's strategy for slashing carbon pollution. But proposed rules for a tax credit worth up to $3 a kilogram to offset the fuel's higher production costs favor projects that rely on new renewable or nuclear power sources. This raises the cost substantially. Garabedian is fine with that, but some competitors say it'll keep the price of green hydrogen too high. And ExxonMobil is unhappy that its approach, making hydrogen from natural gas but capturing the CO2 before it can escape into the atmosphere, probably won't get the full credit. As with other low-carbon technologies, including solar panels, wind turbines, and electric car batteries that all had to conquer early high costs, clean hydrogen has to get cheaper to be competitive and impactful. But getting even to cost parity with the dirty industrial variety made from natural gas won't be easy. It's made for as little as $1.06 a kilogram. Green hydrogen costs about four times as much. The world uses about 92 million tons of hydrogen a year, mainly for heavy industry. By the end of the decade, industry researcher Wood Mackenzie estimates clean hydrogen production could grow to about 14 million tons, from essentially nothing now. It's an amount that would mark the start of critical mass for the fuel, but that's about 1 million tons less than it had previously anticipated in late 2023. Murray Douglas, vice president for hydrogen research at Wood Mackenzie, said, quote, "We expected some delays, but they're a bit more than what we and others had thought." He added, quote, "It's everything. The cost of renewable generation, it's the rules, it's general cost inflation across all industries, and then it's also convincing customers that they should sign up now rather than waiting for costs to come down. When you put these things together, you begin to get a more bearish view of 2030. That's leading some fossil fuel companies to take a presumptive victory lap. At S&P Global's recent CERAWeek conference in Houston, Amin Nasser, CEO of Aramco, the world's largest oil company, said, quote, "We should abandon the fantasy of phasing out oil and gas and instead invest in them adequately, reflecting realistic demand assumptions. Many of us have been saying for a long time that the world has been trying to transition in a fog, without a compass, on a road to nowhere." Along with green hydrogen startups, incentives to ramp up a clean hydrogen industry need to compel fossil energy companies that are a big part of the climate problem to join in. But the plan as proposed doesn't do that. In a letter to regulators, the biggest U.S. oil company said a project in Baytown, Texas, that it's touted as the world's largest low-carbon hydrogen plant, is at risk from the proposed credit rules that don't incentivize carbon capture and storage. If they're not altered, ExxonMobil Vice President Jim Chapman wrote in the letter, quote, "The cost of the hydrogen produced will be such that the market for low-carbon hydrogen will not be catalyzed and our project, and possibly others, will not proceed." For full coverage, check out Alan Onsman's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.